In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to be imitators of him. And he, of course, was striving to imitate our Lord, but what he's telling the people is that they are to follow the example that he set. And specifically, he talks about the fact that there are people who glory in their shame. Here we are 2,000 years later and nothing has changed. It amazes me how many people brag about their sins. Oh, I can't believe how this or how that. It's like, really? Get to confession. Don't be bragging about it. It was awful. Oh, but somehow in our worldly way, we look at these things as being something great. Look at what I did. Yeah, look at what I did. We should be ashamed of these things, and instead we're bragging about them. And so we need to make sure that we got our focus on the Lord, that we keep our focus on the Lord, and we're looking at the things that are going to bring him glory, not glory in our shame. So again, these are things that everybody has to concern themselves with. Because it's so easy, especially, again, we just stop and think about our sins for a minute, and you, again, ask the simple question, why do I keep doing the same things? Because we like them. If we didn't like them, we would quit. And so aren't we glorying in our shame? If we refuse to get rid of the things that we know are offensive to God, we're certainly not really repenting of it. Granted, there is human weakness and we're broken and we've got our problems. And so we understand there's going to be a struggle sometimes to overcome these things. But the question that we all have to ask is, do I want to overcome them? I know that they're sins. I know that they're offensive to God. Do I really want to change? Do I really want to get rid of these things? That's a hard question for us. So again, something that every one of us needs to think about. We have to, as St. Paul says, be imitators of those who are striving to be holy, to be saints. Back in the first century, there weren't any canonized saints. Yeah, we know that today there are lots of people from the first century that are canonized, but back then they weren't. We've got thousands of canonized saints. So none of us has an excuse to be able to say, well, you know, I look around, I don't see very many people that I can imitate. Well, we've got 2,000 years of people that we can imitate. Plus we have Jesus, plus we have our Blessed Lady, we have Saint Joseph, we have phenomenal saints who have done extraordinary things. Now again, we have to be careful because we're not all called to do what all the saints did. Some of them did extraordinary things. Well, that's not what we're necessarily called to. Maybe the one we need to look at in that sense is Saint Therese, who said, do ordinary things with extraordinary love. Every last one of us is capable of doing that. But we can look at whomever. Again, don't look at the extraordinary things because some of the saints work miracles and maybe God's not going to give you the grace to do that. Some of the saints were able to do extraordinary penances and God's maybe not asking you to do that. So again, don't focus on, well, look at all the extraordinary things that these people did. Otherwise, you're going to look at St. Peter and say, well, I should be able to walk on water too then. Well, maybe if God wants you to, but that's not what St. Peter was all about. In fact, he sunk, remember? So if we do things because we want to be proud, watch when I walk on water, look how cool I am. Well, you're going to sink like a rock. God's not going to let your arrogance kill you like that. And so it'd be worse for you to actually walk on the water than it would for you to sink because your pride would kill you. Of course, if you can't swim, so will sinking, but no, minor technical difficulties. But we need to be able to look at who we should be imitating and what not the extraordinary things of the saints, the ordinary things of the saints. Their love for our Lord, their love for the people around them, their striving for holiness. Those are the kinds of things that we need to look at. And we have plenty of saints from every walk of life. So again, you can't look at somebody like a Mother Teresa and say, well, because of that, I have to go to the missions and care for the poor. Not if you're a mom or a dad with a bunch of kids. That's not what God's asking you to do. So look at the married saints and ask what God asks them to do. If you're called to the missions and to work with the poor, yeah, look at Mother Teresa and see what she did. But if that's not your call, that's the wrong saint to look at. Yeah, you can look at her virtues and you can imitate those, but don't look at the particulars of how she did it, because that might not be your call. So find somebody who's got the same vocation as you. We've got thousands of saints, so there are plenty of them. Find one that you really like and strive to know about that saint and to imitate them as they imitate our Lord.